My name is Abby Cummings, and my title is Old Humane Society Fundraising Coordinator.
Abby with the Old Humane Society joins us on Community Hotline today. Abby, and we've got some exciting news here this week out of the old council meeting. Obviously, you have an opportunity to have a facility in town, it looks like. Tell us a little bit about what we're working on here, what the building is, and where it's located.
So we wanted to start with just thanking the mayor and councilor for their support. We are getting a building from them that is located on the 2A directly behind 7-Eleven. It is right now a two-bay garage, but we are hoping to have a full shelter in there within the next year.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So again, obviously, you guys have been an organization in our community here and doing what you can to help out all the animals here in town. But how will having a building like this allow you to do even more for our community?
Well, we're hoping with a building, it's going to give us space, because right now we have just foster families, which makes it very difficult to get as many animals. We're having to turn animals away right now. So the sooner we can get a larger space, the better we'll be able to pull these guys out and find homes for them.
For sure. How many animals do you anticipate to being able to house at one time, potentially, in this new building?
We're hoping to be able to house approximately 30 animals in there.
That's great. Tell us a little bit more about how you guys are going to be able to do some renovations and what you need from the community to help you guys out.
So we have a few fundraisers coming up and a few that are on the go right now. Right now, you can purchase 50-50 tickets from the Grammys Nooks and Crannies. We're selling them there. If you can't get into Grammys, you're always welcome to message us and somebody can bring tickets to you. That is finished on March the 1st. The draw will be March the 2nd. We also have an auction going on right now at the ATB Bank in Olds. So it's a silent auction. We've got a cowboy hat over there, a handmade quilt, and we've got some other fundraisers going on over there. That finishes February 28th. You got to get in there and get your hat, hopefully. We also have the Cinco de Mayo Chihuahua races coming up in May, where we'll be selling 50-50 tickets. That will be held in Airdrie Century Down Casino. That is always a fun event. So those are the few that we have coming up. We're also going to be starting an Opening the Doors campaign, which we're working fast at now because we didn't expect to get a building this quickly.
Yeah, well, it's a nice problem to have. And again, just one more time, you know, from your organization's perspective, you know, how exciting is it to have, you know, this next step of being able to be made here?
We are all so excited. We're so excited that the town is supporting us in all ways, not just the mayor and councilor, but just our town in general by our local businesses and the people in the community. So we love the support. We need it to keep coming, and we're going to keep pushing as hard as we can.
That's wonderful. If people want to find out more information about the Old Humane Society, where can they go, Abby?
They can go to the oldhumanesociety.com, which is our webpage, or they can follow us on Facebook at Old Humane Society.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for joining us today, Abby.
No problem. Thank you.